Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Is this you saying?
Yeah, that is it. That's Barbecue Bob and the Grillin' Guys rap. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. And we are local down in Marshall, Michigan at the Dark Horse Brewing Company, helping them with their spring smoke-off, kicking off the barbecue season the right way. I'm Jop. We got Shasta from Old World Olive Press and my partner, Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. Welcome back to the Grilling Guys Show. We are hanging out at the Dark Horse. It's a day of magic, and it's the spring grill-off. Before we get into the Dark Horse days, we want to talk about another brewing company that we have a very huge history and fondness with, and that's Frankenmuth Brewery, the oldest brewery in Michigan. And Frankenmuth is going to have a beer celebration on July 21st. They're bringing in all sorts of microbrewers.
And grills.
It's in Frankenmuth, Michigan. Jop and I are going to be there, and it's going to be a great day, because if you've never been to Frankenmuth, you need to go to that town. It is beautiful. It's a great place to land for the day. There's lots of good rooms downtown, but more importantly, Frankenmuth Brewery is there, and those boys know how to make some beer.
You know, and it's an incredible thing that goes on. These brewers that are the craft brewers in Michigan, they're like a little fraternity. Do they compete with each other? Yeah, but you know what? They really don't. They're very supportive of one another. I can tell you story after story of one brewer running out of this ingredient and calling one of his competitors, and they'll step up and help him to get him through this batch or that batch. I mean, it's just a real incident of camaraderie that
you
happens.
Are absolutely right, and you know what, that same thing ties over to the winemaking business. And we have like the really the largest vintner in Michigan with us right now. We want to welcome David Braganini to the show live this time. It's great to have you here live, David. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. What you were saying about the brewery sticking together, I always say that when there's one or two, it's a novelty, but when they're all together, it's an industry.
Yeah.
You know what Wally
exactly
from
right.
Domain Berrien told me? He said it takes a lot of good beer to make wine.
Oh, boy.
And I know you and
some
Wally.
Tequila,
and,
too. There's a tequila.
Yeah, and you and Wally and Kenny Peterson and Doug Welsh, and I know all you guys are buds, and they speak very highly of each other, and that's so cool.
It is.
It happens in many industries.
And the part that I like most is these are all Michigan businesses that have cut it through this, what we're coming out of, the junkiest time in our economic history almost in Michigan, and everybody made it. Everybody just knuckled down and pulled through, and we are producing some world-class wines in Michigan, and a lot of them are coming from your winery.
It's all in the grapes. I mean, it really is. 99% of it is the grapes.
Well, there's some technique there, though, too.
True, yeah. But you can't do it without the fruit.
Right.
You can't fake it, can you?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, look at the smile on his face. I want what he's having.
Yeah. Now she's got a favorite wine because one of those is in reach, too, right?
Right.
I think that's the look of success right there.
Yeah.
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 The man knows how to make wine in big quantities. How much wine do you produce a year at St. Julian?
We produced 106,000 cases last year, which
wow.
is we're in the top 40 in the country as far as size.
And how many varietals?
24 different grape varieties. And
okay.
And some are 100% and some are blends.
Right.
The blends tend to be the higher the volume because you can make
them. Now, you're growing most, if not all, of your grapes yourself, aren't you?
We have 42 growers besides our own. I have my own vineyards.
Right.
But so we have 42 people growing in Van Buren and Berrien County.
So, but it's all Michigan-based.
All Michigan, yeah,
right.
For Michigan wineries.
So when you go back to Italy, and see your relatives, all the paisans over there.
Yeah.
Do they give you like the smack in the back of the head for taking all their business, or they give you any love?
No, what they do, they give you some of their homemade wine.
Oh, do they?
It's in a water tumbler, and if you drink the whole thing, they fill it again, and if you don't drink it, they're insulted, and usually it's not ready for prime time.
So. There might be a little pasta going with that too, then, huh?
Yeah.
So what part of Italy do you visit when you go there?
Well, my father was from just north of Venice, and my mother's family was just north of Rome, so go to both. In fact, I'm going back in September, taking my daughter and my nephew.
That's a country I really want to visit. Yeah. I have an affinity for Italy. I've known a bunch of Italians, and it just sounds like...
First thing they do, they take you to the cemetery, and on all the gravestones, there's pictures. And you can see, you know, that, Dad, that looks like you. Now I look like them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Hey, David, you brought three varieties with you today. Let's talk a little bit about this Riesling. That's a ladies' wine, Shasta. In my mind, Rieslings are a little bit sweeter.
Wow, sexist, aren't you?
Most ladies like a little bit sweeter wine. That's where I'm going.
Riesling can be made in many different styles. The most popular style is the sweeter. Michigan, because of the cool nights in the fall when it's ripening, we build really nice natural acidity. Michigan makes the best Riesling in the United States. There's Washington, and Washington State rivals us, and so does New York, but nobody does it better than us. Everybody in Michigan that makes Riesling makes a good one. This is our first late harvest.
I think we should open the bottle and try it.
Yeah.
Sitting right there.
You got a head on you like a cutting worm, girl. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We are part of Cumulus Broadcasting, and we are broadcasting over 11 states. I'm sorry, 11 stations.
Soon to be 11 states.
A little ahead of yourself.
In this great state of Michigan. Yeah. We're talking right now with David Braganini, who is the owner of St. Julian Winery in Paw, Michigan, the biggest and the oldest winery in Michigan, and everybody's had a bottle of St. Julian at one time or another, maybe a Blue Heron, or you've got, I think, the Gray Heron is your vodka now, and you didn't bring any. I'm kind of bummed. It's like, I saw that.
We started out with some, but it's gone.
Didn't make it this far. I was looking at your website after we talked on the phone the other day, and I was looking at that brandy you make. And that just looks phenomenal. I had some great brandy last night at Sobey Meats. Okay. I'm confessing over the air. And it's a Polish brandy. But what's your brandy like?
Well, it tastes like a lighter scotch. It's we age it in Michigan oak barrels. What we're selling now is 10 years old. It's it has to be tasted. I mean, how do you describe it? More, it's like a cognac. It's not really heavy. It's like light vanilla tones, and it's 80 proof, and a little bit evaporates every year, and it just gets more and more concentrated. We sell about 45 cases a year,
and that's just at the winery.
Just at the winery.
Okay, we have to go to the winery.
Well, yeah, I've been telling you that, man. I've been telling you that.
Can you say live broadcast?
Right. Yeah. David, the Riesling that you're pouring. Tell us a little bit about what food you would pair with that.
Grilled food, especially.
Well, spicy food. It would go well with spicy food. It's although it's sweet, it's got a lot of acidity, so it's not cloying. And it's not cloying. It's not syrupy sweet. It's
refreshing.
It's
crisp.
It'll crisp, but it cleans your palate.
Very good. Is that available around Michigan in stores?
We're just rolling it out right now. We're just rolling it out for Michigan.
That is beautiful. Yeah. And about how? What's the retail price on a bottle
this
like
is,
that? $20.
$13.
Wow.
$13.99.
Yeah, fantastic. Another great Michigan wine value. I mean, that's the thing is that these wines that are made in Michigan, they pair very well with a variety of foods. David's going to stick with us here in the next segment because we've only covered one of the three that he's brought today, and I want to break it down with the food because a lot of our listeners, they're challenged with pairing wine with food or beer with food, and that's one of the things that the Grilling Guys does. You put a little oil or vinegar on your steak or your chicken. Now you got to put a little wine with the food that you're trying.
I'm not a big late Riesling fan. I am now.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. Kudos.
It's
right.
A real thing. The grapes
coming
are
up.
Right.
Coming up, Jop.
Danny Nitz at the Arrowhead Vineyard.
Coming up, Jop. What's up?
Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about some grilled apple BLT, which I think one of these wines will go with as well. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.